Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School speech and drama director Susie Jones and recent graduates Natalie Henry, Brenna Hildebrand, and Isaac Zimetz join us on today's program to talk about their recent trip to the International Thespian Festival.
First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about your experience there and really what the festival is all about.
This is my third year going to the festival, so I went sophomore, junior, senior year. And it's just kind of a festival about basically speech and theater and all sorts of other fun things. It's educational and it's also entertaining, so it's just a fun time overall.
Susie, this is one of the oldest theater organizations in the country, correct?
The International Thespian Society is an honor society for students of theater, and it's in high schools all over the country and really all over the world. It started in 1929, and here in Pella, we became a troupe in 1949.
There was the state festival back in November, as I understand, and we have some of the qualifiers. Let our listeners know what you qualified for and what it was like to advance to the international festival.
I qualified for duet musical theater with my sister, and we sang I Got You from James and the Giant Peach, which we performed at our school musical this last year, and it was a lot of fun to be able to qualify, but we had a lot of complications right before it, and it was kind of cool to see that we had made it the next year and then made it into Showcase also. So it was a lot of fun to also be able to do it again and bring it back to life.
I qualified for theater marketing, which I marketed the play that Natalie and Caroline were in. And honestly, I was pretty surprised to move on because my board wasn't very well put together. And I just felt like it was all rushed, but apparently I did enough work and I put in the effort and I actually did care about marketing it. So I think that shone through and that's why I got through.
What were some of the highlights for you personally when you went?
One of my favorite highlights was being able to go to like a workshop, which you would go based on different types of things like there's for tech and stuff. And I went to a lot of the musical theater workshops and just being able to learn from a lot of the teachers that like things that we wouldn't learn at our school and just being able to take that home and just putting it into what I do.
I really like the main stage performances. One of the very first ones we saw was One Man, Two Governors. And it was an interesting experience because the whole premise of the play is it likes breaking the fourth wall and directly talking to the audience. So there was one part in the play where the main actor was like, anyone have a sandwich? And then like called out someone in the audience who had a sandwich, then ripped up the no eating sign in the theater and told him to give him the sandwich.
I really liked all of the performances in general because you have the main stage performances, but then you also have the one acts, which are only like half an hour long. And it's just really cool to go to all of them and see the different kinds of plays that are put on and all the different people like who are involved with it. And it's just really cool to be in that environment with a bunch of people who care about theater and performance and all of that stuff.
Well, and this is an international festival. Are there any experiences that you were surprised by or people that you met that you never thought you would meet before?
A year ago, I didn't really realize that there were so many people from like overseas. And a year ago, I had met someone from China and like she seemed pretty cool. And I didn't realize how like in they were to theater. And so it was really fun to be able to meet other people from overseas.
So last year, not this Thespian Festival, but last year I was part of an intensive improv group led by Ed Reggie, and there were a lot of different speech kids from all over the world. I believe there were some kids from Singapore as well as other parts of the United States, and getting to meet them and talk with them, and we had this like a weekly thing that went on, and we had a session basically every day preparing for like a performance at the end of the week. I really got to know a lot of them, and that was really cool.
I didn't meet a lot of people from like super far away. I think the farthest was like Washington. But with the people that I did meet from like Kansas and Washington, I learned a lot about how they lived and how they performed. And I learned a lot about like their public school system and how devoted like their state was to the arts. And that was pretty cool.
What's it like to hear from the experience of these students year in and year out to go to this every year and to be exposed to theater and the arts on an international scale?
It makes me feel really good about the trip overall, that this is something that we can offer at Pella High. The kids pay half of the fee to go for the week, and then our speech and drama department raises money and pays the other half for them. And it is such an educational experience the whole week long. They are really immersed in theater. So I think it's extremely worthwhile. And like, it's great for me too. Like, I took a graduate class in costuming I'm getting graduate credit for it, although I still can't really sew, which is a problem. But it was just wonderful with a woman who's costumed on Broadway. And the woman, her name is Shirley Idzikovich, is on her way to the Philippines now to costume the first production there of Miss Saigon in the Philippines. So it's just people that are totally, oftentimes you meet people who truly make their living in the theater in so many ways beyond acting, which is just an amazing thing to kind of see and get to know all those folks.
If you're still in high school and you're debating whether you should go to the International Thespian Festival, there is always the Iowa Thespian Festival, which is a fun experience, and it'll kind of get you geared up for what the International Thespian Festival is like. And definitely if you're like on the fence of deciding, do I really want to go? I would say try it out 1 year, because you're only going to be in high school for 4 years, so you might as well give it a shot.
Once again, that was Natalie Henry, Susie Jones, Brenna Hildebrand, and Isaac Zimetz discussing their participation in the International Thespian Festival. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.